You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a lever? A lever is a tool that's used to lift or move heavy objects. A lever has a rigid bar with a pivot point called a fulcrum. There are many items that utilize levers: crowbars, claw hammers, brooms, human arms, teeter-totters, to name just a few. Now, by applying a force to the bar, the object moves. For example, if a child sits on a teeter-totter, or seesaw, all alone, they're not going anywhere. But if you apply a force or a weight to the other end of the seesaw by pushing down on it or having another child sit on it, the first child will then move up and down. It's easier to lift the object if you apply your force further away from the fulcrum. For example, if the second child sat near the middle of the teeter-totter board, close to the fulcrum, they won't move down and the first child won't move up. But if the second child moves away from the middle and sits in the seat at the far end, both kids can then move up and down. So when you think about it, you can break down the actions or parts of a lever into three parts. The first is effort. That's the force, the push or pull. Next is resistance. That's the weight to move. And then finally, the third, the fulcrum, which is the pivot point. There are three classes or types of levers. A class one lever has the effort on one end, the resistance on the other end, and the fulcrum is in the middle. A seesaw is an example of a class one lever. A class two lever has the effort on one end, the fulcrum is at the other end, and the resistance is in the middle. A wheelbarrow is an example of a class two lever. A class three lever has the resistance at one end, the fulcrum at the other end, and the effort is in the middle. Your forearm is an example of a class three lever. So here's an experiment you can try at home. Get a very stiff strip of cardboard, about maybe 6 to 8 inches long, couple of inches wide, and then place it on the middle of a very thick magic marker or a glue stick, and you're using that marker or glue stick as the fulcrum. Then tape an equal number of coins on each side of your cardboard piece. For example, 3 coins on one side, 3 coins over on the other side. You want to try to do this so that your teeter-totter is balanced and level. Then start moving your fulcrum closer and closer to one end, and notice how you either need to add or delete coins from each side of your teeter-totter so that it stays horizontal and balanced. Well, we've just learned a little bit about levers. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.